When was the last time that you energetically vacuumed your space? And I'll unpack what I mean by asking you that question today. Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast. It's been said that the universe abhors a vacuum. Whenever there is space that needs to be filled up, the universe will fill it up with something. And I'm sure that you have experienced this in your life. There are those times where we kind of clear our plates and we think, oh, now we've got all of this space, and we rhyme off all of these things that we want to get done in that space of time. And before you know it, it has filled up with a bunch of stuff you didn't mean to fill it up with. Yesterday in our Design to Profit membership call, we did our hot seat, our human design hot seat call, and I had a few people coming on talking about how incredibly burned out they are in their businesses. And then as I would listen to their stories, I would hear them say that they're doing these 14 different things in their business. One of them has 4 different jobs. There are bills to pay. There are pressures on us, all of the things. And these women were desperately trying to figure out, what is it the thing that I most long to do in my business? When you come into the membership Design to Profit, I have a process that I have you go through. It is a Google document where you fill in all of the things about your business, the energetics of your business, the numbers of your business, your offers, what you are now doing to create money and what you would love to do instead to create money. And lots of times when women are in burnout in their business or in their life, career, whatever, they cannot answer that question. And that's what has happened here with these members. They get to the question that says, if you could do one thing, if you could offer one of these things in your business, what would it be? Where would you love for the money to be coming from in your business? And they get stuck because they are so used to filling up their time with so many things that they've lost their creative spark. In fact, that was a big piece of the conversation, was women coming in and saying, my creativity, I feel so stuck. I'm doing all of these things that I'm really good at, but they're really not feeding my soul. And I just feel so much pressure to figure this out. And my invitation is often, how can you find some space in your life? And I don't want you to think of this in a go big or go home kind of way. This really can be as simple as going for a 10-minute walk. If you are someone who operates well in silence, you could sit under a tree and just be silent. We tend to think, oh my gosh, I need to go on a retreat. I need to take a week in a hotel. I need a vacation. But what we really need to do is bring spaciousness into our everyday lives so that it fuels our creativity, so that we actually have the space that we need for our biggest expansion, for our best expansion in our businesses and in our lives. You cannot hear God's voice, whatever you believe God to be. You cannot hear that voice if your life is so full that there's no room for you in it. So this is the task that I'm going to leave you with today. Is there something in your life or your business that could either be removed or paused for you to grab some space? What is that thing that can be removed, or those things that can be removed? What are you filling up your days with that doesn't have to be done at all or doesn't have to be done by you? Because one of the things that we do, one of the reasons that we're filling up all of this space is, I believe, our subconscious keeping us where we are. Because your subconscious does not want you to grow. Your subconscious understands that growth is painful and really likes to be where you are now. And when you grow, there's going to be discomfort. And when you have space, you will heal and you will grow and you will access your creativity, and that's going to bump against your subconscious. It's going to take you to a whole other level. So what we do is fill our lives with all of the distractions. And so many times, especially as women, we are guilty of wearing the badge of honor that is busyness. We identify with the tasks that we are getting done or the tasks that are keeping us preoccupied instead of what our real work is. And I don't know about you, but my real work here is healing intergenerational trauma, healing intergenerational patterns so that they don't repeat, so that the next seven generations are a little bit further ahead than they would have been had I not been here. And your mission may be different than that, but there's probably a little piece of intergenerational healing mixed in with what you're doing, or you wouldn't be here. So that's my call to you today. Right now, today, the minute that you can go into your life and do some sort of an audit, I invite you to do that. Because if you don't do it now, when this is fresh in your mind, you know what's going to happen. That time that is perfect for you to do this isn't going to come. And you will end up as busy or busier than you were before you listened to this episode. So find a little bit of space in your life right now. And I would love to hear from you and get an update on what you have done to create space in your life. I'm really easy to find online. On Instagram, I'm Vicky.Dixon. I'll link it up in the show notes for you. I'll also link my SpeakPipe, so that if you're someone who likes to verbally process, you can send me a little message, an audio message, and tell me how you have created space in your life and how that feels for you. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you listening.